This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president says he will not accept a deal with Moscow which would allow Russian troops to remain in occupied territory. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the CEO Council Summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are working to expel Russian troops from its territory, and Ukraine would eventually restore its territorial integrity. Zelensky said he would not accept a ceasefire deal that would keep Russian forces in their current positions. The president said the idea of what he called a frozen conflict was not negotiable for Ukraine. Zelensky emphasized that Russian President Vladimir Putin must agree to meet him to negotiate any deal to end the fighting. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday said he would speak with other leaders from the group of seven advanced economies this week about potential additional sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the United States was in constant discussions with its partners about further sanctions and could take additional actions to pressure Moscow. At a Wall Street Journal conference, Yellen would not preview any specific actions under consideration, but stressed further measures were likely, quote, if Russia continues this war against Ukraine. Biden was asked at the White House about U.S. plans after the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia, including a phased oil embargo.
With regard to the additional sanctions, we're always open to additional sanctions. And I've been in consultation. I'll be speaking with the members of the G7 this week about what we're going to do or not do.
Ukraine's defense ministry said Wednesday Russia has intensified its offensive in eastern